Love in the face of difficulty. Hope in the face of uncertainty. We never give up.
That is Mutasim Ali, a 27-year-old Sudanese asylum seeker, speaking in front of thousands of fellow African asylum seekers at a demonstration in Tel Aviv earlier this year.
Guys, friends, with the faces I see here today, I believe tomorrow all of us will stand up and we make a huge change in this land, and we feel free as anybody else to succeed in our life.
In the beginning of May, Ali lost his freedom. Israel's immigration authority ordered him to report to Cholot, a newly built detention center for asylum seekers. Cholot is located in the Negev Desert, between sand dunes and military firing zones. According to the Israeli government, Cholot is not a jail. But the asylum seekers must sign in morning, noon, and evening. Media is not allowed inside. Ali came out to share his experiences.
This place is named Cholot, and according to the government, it's an open facility. But at the same time, we have to sign in 3 times a day. So in our perspective, this is a prison. I have no idea when I will leave the place because it's not in my hand. It's the government's decision to release me or not. But at the end of the day, they have to understand I cannot go back to Sudan at the moment because I will be persecuted again, and the danger will be not only to me but also my family.
There are some 10,000 Sudanese in Israel, as well as about 35,000 Eritreans who fled brutal dictatorship in their country. These two nationalities account for 92% of the asylum seekers. Israel considers Sudan an enemy state. The government neither reviews Sudanese asylum applications nor deports asylum seekers back to Sudan. Eritreans are not deported due to the dangerous situation in their country, but only very few get official refugee status in Israel. The Israeli government has repeatedly referred to the African asylum seekers as infiltrators and illegal work migrants. Arnon Sofer is professor of geostrategy at the University of Haifa in North Israel.
There are hundreds of thousands of people from Africa who want to improve their quality of life, and I don't blame them. The question is where they should do it, and I say not in our country.
Sofer was head of a committee commissioned by the Interior Ministry to research the situation of African migrants. He says Israel's strong economy makes it a prime destination for residents of countries that are suffering from droughts and political instability, and that the situation will only get worse in the future.
The tragedy of Africa is still ahead of us. There are water shortages and terrible corruption and living conditions. People will continue escaping from there in any way possible. Of course, they prefer to go to Europe, but if that doesn't work, they come to us.
Sofer's committee recommended the Interior Ministry to do everything in its powers to deter more Africans from coming and convince those already in the country to leave. Israel has offered up to $3,500 to Africans who exit the country voluntarily. Meanwhile, asylum applications are being processed very slowly.
I applied asylum 6 months ago, but until today I haven't got a call from them to go to have interview.
Mahawiya Muhammad Adam is a 28-year-old asylum seeker from Sudan who has been at the Cholot Detention Center since January. He escaped his homeland because the civil war put his life in danger.
There are a lot of people who were applied for asylum 1.5 years ago, but until now they haven't got any result.
In most other countries worldwide, people who fled Eritrea and Sudan have a high chance to get recognized as refugees. 68% of Sudanese asylum seekers and 82% of Eritreans have been granted asylum across the world. In Israel, 0 Sudanese have been granted the status, and only several dozen Eritreans. Instead, they are provided with temporary visas, without work permits or basic medical or social benefits. Dr. Tamir Shargai of Physicians for Human Rights says that by keeping the asylum seekers in this limbo, Israel violates its commitment to the UN Convention on Refugees, and that it would be better to integrate asylum seekers into society.
Even if the government wants to send them away, they can't. In their area, a limited amount of people, which is 50,000, it is less than 1% than the Israeli population. Most of them are young, healthy men who just want to live, to work, and to have normal life. So our point of view is that if you let these people work and pay, like anyone, for health insurance, they wouldn't be a burden to the system, because they would pay the tax, they would pay health insurance, and they could get normal health care like anyone else here.
Israel's problem is not unique. Many industrialized countries have seen increased influx of asylum seekers. More than 480,000 people applied for asylum in Europe in 2013 alone. With hundreds of thousands of people migrating every year, many countries worldwide are struggling to reconcile their humanitarian commitment and the socioeconomic challenges of integrating large numbers of asylum seekers. But this notion does not comfort Mutasem Ali, as he spends his days at the Holot detention center in the middle of the desert.
I'm here just because I'm Sudanese, just because I fled Darfur, just because we came to Israel seeking a safe place.
Ali has not given up hope. He and the rest of the asylum seekers have been organizing protests outside the Holot detention center to raise awareness for their struggle for freedom and refugee rights.
It is unfair and unjust to send innocent people to this place. We have nothing against the state of Israel. The only thing that we demand is to get a refugee status, nothing more than that.
However, chances seem slim that Mutasem Ali will have his wish granted. Several months ago, the Israeli parliament passed a law permitting indefinite detention of Sudanese and Eritreans. Since then, the number of asylum seekers ordered to report to the Holot Detention Center has been steadily increasing. Yermi Brenner, Deutsche Welle, Israel.